This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing, why you're doing it, we want to thank you very much for keeping America moving along. You can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. When Parler comes back, we're over there as the Captain's America. We're on MeWe as the Captain's America Third Watch. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. We have a call here, and I think this gentleman is calling me from Utah. So let me see. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Steve, and I'm calling from Pleasant Grove, Utah.
All right. I thought so. I saw the area code. Okay. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I called in recently about the releases of information that President Trump said he would release, and I saw it on Newsmax, and I didn't see anything about it today. And I was looking as much as I could. I didn't see any mention that I heard it was supposed to come out by Monday. Do you know if any of that got released to the public?
Well, we'll answer it right now with Denise Simon. So thank you very much for your call, and stay warm out there in Utah, my friend. Okay, I didn't see anything. Did you, Denise?
Are we talking about the Russiagate declassified documents?
Yep. I mean, they've been coming out little by little, right?
No. I mean, there was a very sizable release on Friday.
Yep.
You have to look at the Senate Judiciary Committee's website.
Yep.
Lindsey Graham released the documents. I've been slowly reading them, the testimony.
Yep. But not Monday.
Well, there was a second release. So they're there on the Judiciary website, the Senate Judiciary's website.
Well, maybe it's just not news because nobody's been reporting it, and I just went and looked, and I did a very quick search here to see if I could find it, and I don't see it. So I guess they're sitting on it because they'll bring it out after everything calms down again, maybe.
All right. Well, they're there.
All right. Well, here's Eric. He said Lindsey Graham released the mail a couple of days ago, transcripts and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what you're talking about.
Last Friday.
Yeah, because we talked about it Saturday morning on the show.
Yes.
Yep. Okay. Well, let me go back to the beginning here. We've got a whole bunch of migrants that are working their way up from the Honduras, and they got into it in Guatemala with the military that was there. And you could see the clubs swinging and the people pushing and troops getting shoved out of the way and all that. And they're basically headed to the U.S.-Mexican border as quickly as they can get there because they believe that they were sent a message by Joe Biden that there's 100 days of no deportations and they'll be able to come and stay there forever. I heard the guy say it anyway, one of the leaders of the caravan.
Well, the Bible have already put out a thing and said, don't come, now's not a good time.
Yep.
And this is particularly interesting because we have this cliche that the left has used called super spreaders.
Yep.
And some of the people inside that caravan have had COVID-19.
Yep.
We do not have the facilities to, in fact, deal with these people. We have no place to put them, especially when it comes to something like 14 days.
Yep.
So, or to treat them and all that other kind of stuff. So, it's a problem. And so the Biden people have said, no, don't do it. Don't come. So, we don't know what the status is going to be. We're putting big, huge pressure on those countries down there to make sure that, you know, they're handling that situation. But, we don't know that it's how effective it's going to be.
Now, the Parler CEO was interviewed on Fox and on Newsmax. I think he was on Tucker's show. I know I saw him on Newsmax. And he says he's very optimistic about having the social network back online by the end of the month. That's mm-hmm. wishful thinking, perhaps, on his part. But, yeah, it could be done, I guess, right?
Well, what's the issue here is that not so much as finding something that will host servers. He went to six of them, and six of them said no. But Epic allegedly will host the servers.
Correct.
But beyond that, there's other software companies that he has to do business with,
mm-hmm.
and he hasn't been able to, sign those up or find those alternatives. Furthermore, mm-hmm. there is software code that is inside the system. At Amazon Web Services, which of course is locked down, and I haven't released them. And Parler, John Mates, owns that code, so they'd have to necessarily kind of rewrite the whole thing. So mm-hmm. it's actually a worse condition than just turning the servers off.
All right, well, we're going to take a break, and when we come back from the break, folks, I'm going to ask Denise what she thinks about that Tennessee congressman that said, well, we need to do something about the National Guard because 75% of them, they all voted for Trump. And we can't have that. They may be, they're going to do something. They're going to do something. Yeah, right. Grow up. And we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You bet it was. And let me tell you something. This portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by our friends over at Balance of Nature. Now, for a limited time, and I mean this is going away very soon, so you need to get on the bandwagon here. Check it out, balanceofnature.com. They are a wellness product center. They've got vitamins and all sorts of stuff. You can save 35%. At balanceofnature.com on your order, whatever you want to order, save 35% by going to balanceofnature.com. Now, if you want to speak to a health coach and find out some answers to some questions or products or whatever, they're there from 8 to 5 Eastern Time at 800-246-8751. So to start feeling better, go check out the website, balanceofnature.com, or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Don't forget to use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. That's balanceofnature.com. Tell them the captain sent you. All right. Denise Simon, founderscode.com, is back with us. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Now, I want to ask you a question about this congressman from Tennessee. First of all, he sounded like a little kid the way he said what he said. Well, there's about 20% of the National Guardsmen, that, and they're mostly white males, and they voted for Joe Biden. But all the rest of them, they voted for Donald Trump. They voted for Donald Trump. And hey, there could be a problem. They could do something really bad there. And, I mean, the way he said it, it was like, what the hell?
Well, first of all, he didn't know how any of them voted.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's right.
And he's making the assertions that, you know, they could be an insider threat.
Yep.
They might do something, is what he said.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is the same cat that, what was it last year when he got on the, brought a bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken to the House floor and was eating chicken on the House floor? Mm-hmm. Remember that one?
Yeah, I do. He's same the same cat. Guy, huh? Jeez. All right, well.
Yeah. He represents the 6th District of Tennessee, which is about 75% of the Memphis area.
Okay. Attention, Tennessee Tea Party friends and neighbors up there that have been talking to me on a very frequent basis. Your next assignment is to go after and see if you can get this guy primaried or get him voted out of office. So there you go.
They have something, in the House called censure.
Yeah.
And, but under Pelosi with her, crazy cats that she herds and protects, she would never do it. But, the Republicans ought to call for the man to be censured. He has no idea how 25,000 National Guard troops that are assigned to the Capitol voted. He has no idea. He's only looking at color.
Well, let's go into the FISA abuse investigation that the Senate, this is Lindsey Graham's committee, is that correct?
Yeah, they couldn't find the link. That's why I just sent it to you.
Okay.
To the documents, and then I just posted it on one of your pages.
Okay, so what I'll do is I'll put that up here. I know maybe I can communicate with our friend in Utah directly. I forgot if he's one of my friends on Facebook or not. But anyway, okay, good. All right, glad to see that. Okay, well, today President Trump is going to issue anywhere from 50 to 100 commutations or pardons before his presidency is over. We're hearing Steve Bannon's name's been mentioned. We're hearing a rock or rapper mentioned in there, possibly Julian Assange. Not for sure on that one. What do you think?
Well, he has until noon tomorrow to publish them, to sign them off and publish them. It appears that Julian Assange is not on the list. A rapper is Lil Wayne, who has several incidences of gun charges against him. And then Steve Bannon. It appears that that one's still questionable, too, so we don't know.
Was Edward Snowden one of them that was mentioned, too?
Some have mentioned him, but we don't think that one's going to happen.
No, because he's in the same boat as Assange, is that right?
Well, Snowden stole the documents.
Mm-hmm.
It's questionable where Julian Assange got his.
Mm. Okay.
I mean, I think there's people that know where he got them, but we don't know.
Mm-hmm. Now, we had Senator Josh Hawley, who's the first-term senator out of Missouri, pretty sharp individual. I happen to like him. I think he's a really good individual working on a tremendous career. His book that he had, Big Tech, had been dropped. The publishing deal was dropped by Simon & Schuster. And yesterday it got picked up by another publisher. And I believe that whoever publishes this book is going to not only become very wealthy themselves, but they're also going to build up a sizable war trust, if you will, for Senator Josh Hawley. Everybody's going to want to read the book now. They all know who he is.
Well, the book was picked up by Regnery.
Yep, that's Salem.
Correct.
Yep.
And got the email on that yesterday.
Yep. And, that's a good thing because Salem Media and Salem Radio and Salem News and Regnery and the Faith Talk groups, they are probably the most well-known of all of them when it comes to Christian and conservative radio across the country. They've always been consistent all the time, always been consistent.
I work with Regnery Press. I interview an awful lot of their authors, and probably twice a month they're kind enough to send me the books.
Yep.
I never have time to read them by the time I have to do the interview, but nonetheless, I have them.
Yeah. Well, of course, we hear from them almost every day because of where I'm at, what I'm doing. All right, the 1776 Project and the Garden of Heroes. Tell me about that.
Well, I wrote about both of them yesterday on founderscode.com. Remember, it was promises made, promises kept by Trump, and
right.
He... The White House issued yesterday two sizable documents, and one was he had, after the event Earlier this year at Mount Rushmore, he established a 1776 commission.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there were 11 people on that commission. Most of them came from the Heritage Foundation. But it's a beautiful document, and I would encourage you guys to go over to founderscode.com to see the document and piece parts that are in there, and it's for educational purposes. He also issued his executive order on the Garden of Heroes. Remember when they were taking down all the monuments and whatnot,
yep,
and defacing all the monuments, that he wanted to build a garden that had distinguished and historic types,
mm-hmm,
people. Mm-hmm. And so I have published that, too, over at the founderscode.com, mm-hmm, so you can see the list of names. It's quite a fascinating list of names that they want to make some memorials to them. So promises made, promises kept. So you can tell that by those two projects there, in his last days in his administration, that he is cleaning up the things that he had promised and putting them out there.
And finally, Melania Trump gave a very heartwarming 6-minute speech of her time in the White House, thanking a lot of people, and it was just so well put together. She should be commended for what she said, the way she did it.
I agree with that. That was her final reach out to the public, and of course the left went nuts.
Yeah.
And the left also went nuts too, especially the New York Times, because the 1776 project was a countermeasure to the 1619 project by the New York Times. So the New York Times yesterday with a huge critical piece on the 1776 project. So we're in a war here. We're in a war for history. We're in a war for legacy.
Yep.
And ladies and gentlemen, I mean, it's a civil war of a different type, but this is where we are. And, Biden wants to unity. He wants to bring us together because he tells us we have to come together. Well, by virtue of the fact that they would be so critical of the Garden of Heroes and the 1776
right
project, it's just not going to happen.
No, not at all. And stay warm up on the mountaintop, and we will talk to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there to her website, sign up for the great articles that she writes, founderscode.com. And I'll be right back with more. Don't go nowhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
U.S. military officials and the FBI are working to screen all of the National Guard troops being deployed to Washington, D.C. ahead of Wednesday's inauguration. Around 25,000 troops will be on hand as security has been tightened around the U.S. Capitol after the breach of the Capitol building 2 weeks ago. Officials say they don't have any specific intelligence that there are any inside threats, but are taking the extra steps to ensure that the inauguration is a safe event. Senator Ben Cardin says heightened security is a step towards protecting our democracy. The Maryland Democrat tells MSNBC that taking some extra precautions is the right thing to do.
I think they're taking every conceivable precaution to make sure that January 20th is a safe day for our country and for our democracy. So they're taking extra precautions. As you said, there's no specific risk of anyone in the National Guard being compromised, but it's the right thing to do. Safety has to be our first priority.
This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our abbreviated military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Again, they have 2 campuses to serve you. We're going to give you the telephone number to call to set up an appointment for them. But they're going to tell you more about themselves coming up right about now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you can find out more about the National Aviation Academy and take a tour of either one of the campuses that they've got. They have one in Concord, Mass., which is just outside Boston. They have another one that's in Clearwater, Florida, down here in my backyard, Tampa Bay, Florida. And call them at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And take the tour at whichever campus is the closest to you and see what they're all about. You'll be able to talk to an instructor or instructors. You'll be able to find out about the classes. You'll be able to talk to a student or students. You'll be able to see the classrooms. You'll be able to see the hangar that they operate out of, the aircraft and whatnot, the helicopters, the fixed wing that they also work with, the jets and the
the gasoline propelled. So you'll be able to see all of that, and that will really help you understand what becoming a certified aviation maintenance tech is all about, because it is definitely a career choice that you will not regret. Not now, not ever. Now, the website to find out more is NAA.edu, and their phone number is 800-659-2080. That phone number again, 800-659-2080. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Well, AFRICOM has been a little bit busy lately in Somalia, even though we have repositioned, redeployed our troops to some other areas in East Africa. AFRICOM is continuing the pressure on the terrorist group Al-Shabaab in Somalia with our big Reaper drones flying overhead, taking targets of opportunity when they can get them. We just took out an Al-Shabaab extremist leader in Somalia, as well as some of his entourage as well. So got rid of some really bad guys in the process. Now, the 7th Special Forces Group has confirmed the non-combat the death of this individual. We don't have a name, but they're telling us that they got their target. Also, the Nigerian Army said in a statement that their troops tactically withdrew when their base was overrun by Islamic State rebels. Thousands at that base were forced to flee at an attack outside the northeastern Nigerian village where this was going on. Now, more than 100 members of the Wyoming National Guard volunteered to go to Washington, D.C. to support crowd control, communications, and logistics in Washington, D.C. So a lot of these National Guard units that are showing up are actually volunteering to be there, which is kind of interesting. Now, my friend, Wayne Allen Root, sent me a little email here, and I'm going to read it to you. He says, Captain, the media lies. They lie all the time. They lied about the Obama economy. They tried to make us believe the worst enemy since the Great Depression was a great economy. Then they lied about the soaring Trump economy. They tried to make us believe the best economy in 50 years, maybe the best economy ever for middle-class Americans, was a bad economy. They lied about the BLM riots. For months, we saw radical communists, Marxists, and violent thugs riot, loot, burn, mug, and murder while attacking police officers with bricks, pipes, and Molotov cocktails. They burned down entire business districts to the ground, to include Minneapolis and Kenosha, Wisconsin. They burned police stations to the ground. They took over cities like Portland and Seattle. They destroyed famous shopping districts like Fifth Avenue in New York and the Magnificent Mile in Chicago. They actually killed over 30 people with their actions and caused over $2 billion in damage. Yet, think about this one. The liberal politicians and liberal media ignored it all and made believe it never happened, and also made believe that it was peaceful or encouraged it or supported it. And in many cases, they did all of the above. Yet, none of these liberal frauds encouraging or condoning violence was ever banned, censured, vilified, or impeached. Heck, we rewarded Kamala Harris, who encouraged and celebrated BLM violence, with the Vice Presidency of the United States. Crazy, crazy, crazy. You bet, Wayne. You bet. Couldn't agree more. And oh, by the way, this might solve some of it.
President Trump has doubled the growth in the greatest economy in all of human history. And you know what our Democratic friends have done for him? Speaker Nancy Pelosi is trying to impeach him. Disrespect, but it must suck to be that dumb.
little Richard. Good golly, Miss Molly. And I'm going to go right to the phone lines because on the telephone line, I do believe we've got Eric and Seminole. What's up?
Hey, good morning, sir. Thanks for taking my call. Another kick rear end show. Real quick, talking about national security, et cetera, you know, the military and veterans hour. Here's a rhetorical question, and this hit me, I don't know, the past 12 hours or so. But after the election, this last election, 2020, there was a lot of stories that were coming out regarding absentee ballots of the military and veterans' absentee ballots and mail-in ballots, you know, that allegedly went for President-elect Joe Biden. Okay, and he was that was a shocking thing, and people were surprised, and the military turned against Trump, yada, yada. If the powers that be are, how should I say, why are the powers that be so concerned about vetting National Guard troops at this point if there was overwhelming support for President Joe Biden? That's a rhetorical question, and there's no real answer on that, but that's one thing to ponder. The second thing that I think that piqued my interest is, I feel, you got L. Lynn Wood, right, that knucklehead lawyer, still allowed to post on Twitter and this, that, and the other, but he's allegedly so divisive. Or there's still boogaloo elements on Twitter, allegedly, in quotation, I'm making quotation marks with my fingers, that are still posting on Twitter. Now, if that is true and accurate, why is there such a concern on Capitol Hill that, oh, these guys within the movement were doing X, Y, and Z? I feel, this is me, you remember the late 1960s about COINTELPRO, the counterintelligence program that inserted, how should I say, federal agents into many of these, you know, radical, self-styled radical groups, include Students for a Democratic Society, to include weathermen, the Weather Underground, the Black Panthers, et cetera. Now, there's some
the Symbionese Liberation Army.
Yep, Symbionese Liberation Army.
That was Patty Hearst and Company.
Patty Hearst, right? That, you know, so you follow. Hopefully, you follow where I'm going. Yes, yeah. there are impressionable people out there, but a lot of these entities, and I've talked about this before. There was actually almost a steering committee of sorts getting these people to commit some of these activities. And my question is, this is rhetorical. But yes, again, there are knuckleheads that are willing to do bad things to good people, but I feel,
guess what,
that we need to be honest.
Yeah. Here comes the music.
Yeah, Roger, you understand my point. Thanks for my call, sir.
All right. Well, we're going to have Chris Markowski coming up, and I'll probably have a chance to talk about that in the next hour. We'll see. But I know where he was going with that. And I will be back, and we should be hearing from Chris Markowski this morning. He was in transit yesterday.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Remember, you haven't got very long to do this. Save 35% on your order. Just go to the website, balanceofnature.com. It's balanceofnature.com, and take a look at all the different products they have there. Save 35% in your order by using the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, or you can give them a call at 800-246-8751. But it all starts by going to the website, balanceofnature.com, balanceofnature.com. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. You will save 35% on your order. All right, well, here he is, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Are you back in the frozen tundra?
Yes, just got back.
Okay, well, that's what I figured. You're ready for the next wave of cold weather, right?
I saw it coming, possibly some snow next week.
Well, it's snowing up in the Lee Shore Lake, Ontario. Okay, are you familiar with Trump's 1776 commission?
No, I don't know what this is. I'm sorry.
All right. It's a commission that was formed by President Donald Trump to promote patriotic education. It issued its final report yesterday criticizing how American students are taught about the country's formation as well as the history of slavery and racial discrimination. It was a direct effort to dispel the 1619 Project.
Yeah, now I remember him putting this together. I haven't seen the final report on what their suggestions are. And then you know that I'm a history buff, and I like to do stuff all the time. And I just said, I try to especially stay on top of this stuff with my own kids. And it comes to what they're learning and making sure they're being pointed in the right direction. I'm curious to see I don't know if you read the report. What did they put in there as far as changes that they'd like to see?
Well, there weren't any changes. It showed the definitive founding of America is what it was. The definitive founding of America.
In other words, everything we've learned in the history books is exactly exactly the way it is. All right.
Now I understand. I thought that this was actually trying to revamp the actual.
No, the ones trying to revamp it is the 1619 project.
Yeah, from New York Times.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. All right, now hold on a second because I believe we've got a question. Good morning. Is this Backgammon Bob?
Yes, sir, Captain.
What might your question be, sir?
Well, I just want to know if they feel like this, okay? I think these liberals / Democrats are like a cult, and they feel like they've had a revelation being as in political correctness, racial justice, and all that. And then unless you are one of them, you are treated as a non-person, a defective, and it is either join or be marginalized. Just like the Muslims are to treat the, I can't remember the term for it.
I know what you mean.
Anyway, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, I don't disagree with what he just said, Chris, because the Democrats feel like they own not only the playing field, but the football, and they don't. We own the football still, thank God. We may not own the playing field, but, again, all politics start locally.
Oh, I agree 110%. I know the stuff that you and I have talked about this for a long time. I make fun all the time, like the Libertarian Party actually trying to run presidential candidates. And I mean, well, why would you do that? If you're going to build up get those beliefs out, you need to do that on a local level at first, and then work your way up. Republicans, again, they've been focusing on all of these candidates that have been around for a long period of time. They're few and far between, think differently. It's not dynamic in regards to what they come out with. And yes, they need to rebuild from the local level on up. And you need to do it sort of through logic and reason. I do believe you need to get away from the name calling. And the caller just called in. I think the word he was looking for was probably infidel.
Right.
And how they feel that, people don't think like they do, the Democrats are infidels.
Yep.
Yes, but you know what? That type of negativity is not going to win the day overall. You're going to beat this by beating back with education as best you possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to do it on the local level. You're not going to get stuff through by the mainstream media. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the pendulum swings here in the United States. And I think people will, see the adverse effects in due time, and hopefully, God willing, it'll swing back.
Well, it is, because right now there's a major effort being made all across the country at the local level. I'm in the middle of it right here with the groups that I belong to, and I know that you can do some things up there. We'll talk about this another time as far as what it is I'm doing, because I'm going to get you involved, just like we were before with the Tea Party. Remember that?
Yeah, and Matt, you were really great with that when that first started up. We put a ton of work into it. The issue with the Tea Party, and I liked the way the direction was going, was that, again, it got almost kind of like usurped in many areas with people that tried to make a living off it,
mm-hmm.
rather than just donating their time. And then it went by the wayside, and it got mired in all sorts of, I don't like you, and I don't like him.
Mm-hmm.
One of the unique things about the Tea Party when it first started was that no politicians were allowed to attend any of the events there. We didn't want any politicians at any of the events because we were just tired of what they were up to. And then again, you let that Washington D.C. element creep in, and then the thing falls apart. As far as I'm concerned, it fell apart to what it used to be, and it was quite substantial.
Well, you're right, but we're back, and I've created a group again called Tea Party Americans. People can search for it, and they'll find it. It's not very hard to find, and we're already up in four states as well as over in Thailand, of all places.
I mean, I think that's great. I
yep.
mean, and again, focus on the positive, focus on the message, focus on the policy for the things that will again
yep.
do right by the American
yep.
people.
Yep. And like I said, I'm going to get you involved in this. I've got some other people in mind, too, but we'll talk about it another time. I do want to talk about Janet Yellen. Now, she, of course, is the nominee to run the Treasury Department, correct?
Yes.
She says the U.S. must act big, B-I-G, big, on the next coronavirus relief package. She thinks $1.9 trillion isn't enough. Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah, this is the thing that really, I'm going to be honest, really ticks me off. okay, and this is supposed to be some sort of genius statement here. That's like me saying, you know what, people, we need, you know, we have a problem. We need to do something. Do what? But just spend money haphazardly, just dig holes and fill them in. We need to go big. I'll go big. We're just sending people more money, sending money to states. Because let me tell you something. She also said in that speech yesterday, we need to rebuild the American economy to ensure that more people were involved and there wasn't so much income inequality. How do you go about doing that? What's your suggestion? What they're offering, what they're doing doesn't do anything like that, doesn't help out small businesses at all. I mean, I don't understand. These people that they call geniuses all the time, they surely lack in ideas.
Yeah, no kidding. By the way, what's going to happen when they stop the Keystone XL pipeline?
Oh man, I saw yesterday the CEO there is trying his darndest to try to keep that thing, you know, working and trying to appease the Biden administration by using renewable energy to build the pipeline and only union workers the entire thing. They shut it down. You're going to be hurting the America as far as energy costs moving forward. That's for sure.
West Texas oil right now is at $52.36 a barrel to start. Brent crude is at $55.10 a barrel to start. The 1-year forecast is at $60 a barrel. Here's where the rubber meets the road. Gasoline wholesale without the taxes $1.53 a gallon. Diesel $1.59, 6 cents higher for diesel that takes less to produce without the taxes. Go figure.
Again, I think it has probably obviously a lot to do with the diesel, with the demand, probably with the trucking that's going on right now, with the shipping things here and there, probably a little bit more of a demand situation.
We have something in the trucking business, Chris, called the surcharge. And when you start jacking around with the prices and you raise it up, there goes the freight rate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, the freight rates have been going up. Not only that, the shipping rates overseas have gone way up, too.
Correct.
I know that, Biden, he says day one, he's going to put us back in the Paris Climate Accord. And I don't know if he's going to use this to spike the football and shutting this down.
Yeah.
Again, you just think about the waste, the jobs that will be lost because of this. And it's a shame. It really is.
We will have to watch and see what happens because tomorrow's the day, and we should know fairly quickly. He's got his 10 days, and he's got his 100 days planned, and we'll see. Here comes the music. Okay. Look, I look forward to talking to you tomorrow, and check that out, what we just talked about there.
You got it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there, check out all the great things that he does, and don't forget to catch his radio show on about 250 radio stations all across the country, many of them the same stations you're listening to me on right now on the weekend. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why should I do it?
We got Obama fall.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.